welcome, welcome to the Connect with Kelly show, where we connect, collaborate, and create together. Because if it's change we seek, let's be the change. I'm Kelly, your host. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me. I want to give a round of thanks to BBS Radio. You guys are awesome. And a special thanks to my show subscribers. Your love and support is what keeps me connecting all of us. And I know it's said often, but it couldn't be more true, really. I couldn't do this without you and all of you listening now and in the future. So thank you for joining me, everyone. I planned on having Q with me and interviewing him and just loving on him, but hopefully he'll be joining me soon. So I'm just going to kind of start and know that he'll come on as soon as he can. I was working on, you know, what I was going to chat about with Q. And one of the things that has been coming up for me lately is, you know, a lot of people are talking about authenticity. And, you know, that's really key for me when I'm talking with people or in people's space, is I can kind of tell how authentic they are. And I know a lot of you guys feel that same way. So I wanted to share just a little bit about my journey and what I'm calling the Authenticity Project. And, you know, like many of us, my self-discovery journey ramped up big time in 2019. It was during, I had a debilitating back injury. And also, concurrently, the COVID BS. And I instinctively knew it was BS at the time. But it was kind of, it was a gift looking back because it got me hungry for the truth. And had me going down so many rabbit holes. And, you know, here I am today. But so I'm grateful for that, that season of pain. It was, there was a lot of pain in that, that time frame. And then, you know, to 2020, before I even knew about Q, I took a huge, gigantic leap of faith and left a 17-year-long timeline, and it's kind of funny, 17-year timeline. It just no longer felt good to me because it didn't allow me to be my authentic self. So I just was moved, just, you know, you can't know what it is. It's my spirit, it's source, but I was moved to move away from my hometown after living there all my life. And I began the process of removing myself from the so-called matrix to essentially live a small town rural lifestyle. I wanted to get out of reach from all the EMFs as much as possible. And I wanted to just start using tech devices as little as possible and minimize distractions and being out in nature as much as possible. So that was, I don't know if it's a goal, but that's what my heart wanted. I just needed to get out of, I lived in a larger city and I needed to just get out of the rat race and out of, off the hamster wheel, so to speak. And then 2022 is when I first heard Q being interviewed. And it was, he was in a couple chat rooms. And it was in those first couple interviews that I knew, I absolutely knew he was who he says he is immediately. And the interesting thing was, the first couple times after I heard his voice and I listened to him after the podcast or the interview, after it was over, I just bawled. I just I just cried. And I'm not a highly emotive person in general. I am when I'm happy and in a playful mood. I love being happy and having fun. So that's when I love to emote. But that was so unusual for me. I just didn't understand it. So then I signed up for a one-on-one call with him, and it was during the Antonio. Hi, Antonio, if you're listening, I love you. I miss you. But I had a one-on-one with him, with Q. And it was then I felt a stronger connection, but I still didn't understand it. But he recognized me. In fact, he was saying, Antonio put her name on the list, and he wanted me to share my contact information. So I knew there was something up. Something was there. I didn't quite understand it. But it was at that point I had this insatiable appetite to listen to him and learn from him after that call, after my one-on-one with him. And so months later, once he had started Project Review with Q, I was put on a healer group Zoom call, and I was a little shaky because I knew I was just out of my league. I was like, I'm not a healer. I felt like I was kind of an imposter in the healer group. But I didn't have a project per se. I just knew instinctively, I knew I was the project. I knew I had to find out and understand who I really am to grow my light and know what the F is going on here. There was just that insatiable power inside me to just keep pushing myself to know myself more. So I guess I instinctively knew I had to know me before I could do anything project related. And since then, I've listened to Q for countless hours, as a lot of you have, countless hours on countless shows. And from calling in and Q&Aing with him for years now, and hearing him relentlessly say, go within, stop thinking, and live from your heart center and only do what you prefer and do what excites you. I know who I am. I know my true authentic self now. And it was only then that projects started flowing through me. But I had to put myself in that position. I had to create a lifestyle that would allow that to happen. And this is kind of where I wanted to bring Q into the conversation. And so I would like to, if anybody's inspired to call in, please call in. Because I was going to do this show with Q, and I have, 151 questions for Q. But I guess my point in for saying all this and just being transparent about my journey, my last few years is about the projects. We have all these projects, and I think I feel and I know the most important project any of us can do is to be authentic, to be our authentic selves. And so I'm just curious about what that is for everyone at this point, if anybody can share that with me. And so for me, when I say I kind of remove myself from the matrix, going from a larger town to a very small community. I want to say it's probably under 40,000 people. So it's not, teeny, but it's not not big, and I live off the grid-ish. I live on a well, propane heat and cooking. But the best part about it was I put myself into, I call it the cottage, into this sweet little cottage. And I, made some new beautiful friends. And one of those friends, her and her husband, we started a garden. I have a beautiful garden. It's going to be phase three this year. But I can't tell you how wonderful it is to grow your own food, like Q says. So I grow as much as I can. Our growing season here in Central Oregon is not as long as others, but there is a huge difference in what you grow yourself and what you can buy, quote, organically from the store. There's no comparison. So I did that. I literally go outside as much as I can every day. I went on a hike yesterday and I touch a tree every day, and I just spend a few moments connecting with that energy. Let's see what else. I just do what I want when I want. And if it doesn't feel good, I don't do it. I do have family around me and they're not conscious, so to speak. They're not awake, somewhat, but not really. So, I'm kind of it for me, but I'm so blessed to be connecting with so many people. This show has just been such a blessing with the connections I've made, and I encourage you all to, connect with me via BBS if you want to make some connections. That's what this show's about, y'all. Connect with Kelly so I can connect us all. But it wouldn't happen without me pulling myself out of what didn't feel good. I was actually, I don't say I was getting sick, but energetically, I was getting sick. I was not feeling well. And so until I did that, until I just put myself in a position to know myself, I wouldn't be here right now. I think that would be it in a nutshell. My encouragement for getting off the hamster wheel, get off that treadmill. It's a leap of faith. It's big. It can be big, but as Q says, I'll say it again, everything, all the people, all the resources show up right on time when you're living through your heart center. I know it. I live it. And I encourage everyone to take at least one step, one small step. Doesn't have to be big. And then you take another small step. So if you want to reach out and talk about it, please feel free. Yeah, I think I've got a friend on line one. Yeah, Bo, are you on line one?
Hello, I am Kelly. Hello, my love.
Hi, my love.
How
Hi. Talk to me. Talk to
what a
me,
great way
girl.
to what a great way to start a show. I love you
Aww.
so much, and you know that I know that you know that I know that
Oh,
everything does show up right on time. Like you could probably hear my puppy in the background. She's one of them.
is she feeling
Anyway,
better?
oh, she's all better.
Oh,
She's very
good.
funky right now. She wants me to play with her, and she's like, I can't play all morning with you, my dear. I have other things to do.
It's Q Day. Come on. It's Q Day. We got to do Q Day.
Q-Day. Oh, she loves Q-Day. She does.
Yeah.
So everything's showing up right on time. I was talking with our wonderful, beautiful friend Lauren from Unstoppable Love a few weeks ago,
Oh.
probably close to a month now. And we were talking about things showing up on time and making connections. And I said, I've always felt really connected to Kelly. I would really love to find out how to connect with her. And this was before you had announced your show. And she said, oh, I know Kelly. I know her from Lucia, through Lucia. And I said, would you mind like telling her I'd love to get in touch with her? And so hence we connected. And then I just had another recent occurrence like that happen, and it happened with you too, with Beth from Washington. So the connections are happening, and it's just such an exciting time, and it's really fun having a show. I think my friend Vicky and I will be on your show in a couple weeks,
Yeah, you
and
are. Do you want to plug it real quick?
yeah, sure. I started a show. We had our first episode last Sunday at 2 o'clock, excuse me, 2 o'clock Pacific, and it's called Down and Dirty with Idaho Beau and Vivacious Vic. It's a show about gardening, canning, herbs, living a homesteading life, sustainable life, just kind of the things you were talking to about just a second ago about starting your own garden. And how when you love your plants, they love you back and they give you more nutrition than anything you could ever buy from any market.
Absolutely.
I know you're you know about the ringing cedars, and Anastasia talks about that. Q's talked about that. Anyway, that's what our show is about. And then today also another plug is we'll be on Sunshine's Whiplash Talk. She's gonna chat with us. But I just wanted to thank you so much for doing this show, Kelly, because I feel it's going to be so important going forward, connecting all of us together. And I just wanted to send you lots and lots and lots of love.
Thank you, Bo. I feel your love. And isn't it just so much fun? I say it playfully, but I feel like the band's getting back together. And you all know what I mean. Like, we've been in bands together. We're kind of, we just aren't singing, but we're singing through our heart centers. And it's so cool, so much fun. So thank you for calling in and all your love and support. I love you so much.
I love you so much. I'll let you go on to the next caller. I bet they're just like chomping at the bit to talk to you. I love you so much.
Thank you,
I'll
my
talk to you soon.
love. Beautiful day to
Bye,
you.
sweetheart. You too.
Yeah, it looks like sunshine. Speak of the sunshine is online too. Hi,
Talk
sunshine.
about synchronicity.
Hi,
Hi, how are
I love
you?
it. Hello.
Hello, talk about synchronicities. They can have queued that one up better, huh?
Did you say cute up? Did you just say
I
cute
did say
up?
queued up.
You're such a
Excuse
cutie. You're a
me.
cutie.
I just a QT. Oh,
Yeah.
I just wanted to say I love hearing your story, and I know other people do too. And some of us are a little further behind than you, and some are probably a little ahead of you, but I wanted to talk. You were talking about, connect with Kelly, and we've talked off radio about one of my project ideas about a creative co-op. And I wanted to pitch that
Yeah.
out there. So
Say more, say
we're
more.
trying to connect. I know we're trying to connect with other people that you were trying to connect with, and our calendars haven't aligned, but I know we'll do it. But it's talking about getting away from the green pyramids and focusing on what gifts and talents do we have that we enjoy doing? Like Bo was just talking about her and Vicky, about how they're doing things they love to do, gardening and making tinctures and things like that. And then you end up with extra vegetables and extra tincture, and you're like, you're drowning in it. So maybe I need a tincture and I work full time and I can't make the tincture, but I have chickens and I can trade you eggs. So that is the idea behind my creative co-op, and then it just gets bigger. Maybe you're a welder, or maybe you're a blacksmith, and somebody needs some work on something at their house, which is of a higher value that somebody might put on that, as opposed to I'll trade you a tincture for a dozen eggs. But then maybe somebody is a carpenter, or the other day Q said, I have an extra septic tank that I am not going to use. It's brand new. I would trade that for whatever. And so not put limits on it and not have people think about, well, what do I have that I could trade? Well, maybe you make the best banana bread on the planet. Things like that. And so what do you think about that? Do you think that would work?
I know it will work. I and it's not, it could be intrinsic tangible items and it could be just time. You have
Yes.
hands, you have feet, you have a heart. Maybe
Yes.
just somebody needs an ear or a shoulder or just some support, and that's kind of what we're doing already. It's already
Yep.
happening. It's already started. It's just for me, it's and I love that you've started that conversation, Sunshine. How do we, bring it out into a tangible intrinsic platform? That's kind of where I'm at. So I'm really wanting people to, and like you said, we're trying to get together a few of us to start that process. And but yeah, I think that's kind of the next step. Let's take that Craigslist idea and make it ours, make it new, make it different, but bring it online. That's kind of where we're at now. It's time to bring it online, don't you think? Don't you feel?
I do feel that. I do. And it can be in a geographic area, but it doesn't mean it's not just my creative co-op, it's our creative co-op. So how do you plant this in your geographic area, and how does it
Exactly.
take legs and roots and grow deep and spread? And
Right.
so I've envisioned it as coming from my background being, construction and land development and that kind of thing. I've envisioned it as where I will end up doing something to the effect of it being maybe a live work unit. Maybe they have roll-up doors on the bottom where they do their trades, or they make their soaps, or they make their tinctures, or they weld their whatever. Maybe that's where they work down below, and then up above is their living unit to where it overlooks the ocean, or it overlooks the forest, or it overlooks whatever, whatever is unique to your area that's beautiful to your area. And then that is the co-op. They go to the co-op to do their work and to trade their wares, and it's a place to socialize and then get into that intrinsic part that you were talking about, to where you just sit around a table and somebody's working on a quilt and somebody's working on, whittling a piece of wood, but yet they're still communicating and talking and meeting that need for each other.
Love that. Love that visual. And I also see it as a also a across the planet type of
Yes.
platform. Whether it's I want to come visit, do you have a place for me to stay or whatever it may be. So I see it like locally. I see it I don't know what other word to use besides globally, because I don't know what we are on anymore. But yeah, I agree with you.
Anti Portio. Thank
What's
you.
that?
I was just laughing about outside the force field is all I could come up with.
Yeah, or the cenote that we live in. But
Yeah,
across
right. Yeah.
the planet, across the geography that we find ourselves on. Bringing
Absolutely.
us all together and being able to help and distribute. That's kind of the word I'm honing in on now, is how do we distribute, not just locally, but across the planet. And I'm all ears for, and you have super ideas. I just want to keep the conversation going. So thank you
Yeah, me
for
too.
showing up and
Yeah.
sharing and just being who you are, and you're so much love and light, and I'm so happy and thankful that you're in my universe, my time and space. Thank you so much, Sunshine. I love you.
Thank you. Thank you. I love you too, and I'm so glad that we're together, and I love doing life with you. This is going to be fun. So I'll let
And
you
you
go.
might,
You probably
well,
have
you
to
might want to
go.
plug something coming up in a few hours.
I do. I think
On Q day.
both heated up for me. Yeah, on Q
Yeah.
day. I do. I have Whiplash Talk coming up. We've got Q coming up with time with timelines, and then with homesteading, and then I'm right after homesteading, right before Being Inspired with Q. And Aloha and I will be on with Q on Being Inspired with Q for 2 hours. And so it's going to be an amazing Q day. I've got some really, really good questions, and I'm sensing Aloha does too. So it's going to be a fun day. It's going to be a good day. It already is a good day.
It's a good day. I cannot wait. I can't wait to feel into you and hear you again.
Thank you. Go be beautiful. Go do great things. I love Connect with Kelly. I love it. It's going to do great things
Oh,
for us
thank
and
you,
with
thank
us.
you, thank you. All my love to you.
Thank
Beautiful
you. Have a
day.
good day. My love to you. Bye-bye.
I think I'd like to synchronistically go to Jenny. Jenny, it's actually Jenny. That's cute. Jenny from Sweden. Hi, Jenny.
Hi. Hi,
I bet you
Kelly.
have some things
Hi.
to I bet you have some things to dovetail off of that conversation, don't you?
Of course. We talked yesterday, you and me, Kelly. It was such a great
Yeah.
talk. And I connect and connected with you because I feel that I really want to engage in this and try to help out with anything I can, but also with the Nordic group or something that we can try to create here in the Nordic countries to maybe try to find some people around here.
Yeah, well, our conversation yesterday was, I don't know what the word to use is, but you feel like us over here in the States, it's a little easier for us to connect and, be together, and we can actually get together in physicality, which I have many of us. But for you, it's not as easy, and you're yearning and longing for that. And so I'm kind of wanting you to I'm giving you the opportunity to just share that desire with others that may be in your geography. And we were talking about you helping me us create a Nordic Europe connecting platform. So if you want to kind of speak more about that, please do.
I'm going to try to explain how I feel. I feel, here in Sweden, me and my husband and twin flame, we have a lovely kind of place where we live in our house. I feel like we're totally alone. I mean, I really hope we're not, but I have no idea if there's any people in Sweden, Norway, Finland, Denmark, or further away, though, I mean, Europe. And I have no idea if how many people I can find or what I can accomplish with this. But I've been wanting this, so I'm so glad that you started this. And I want to be a part of it and try to see if through this Connect with Kelly, if people in the Nordic countries and Europe, because I have no idea how many we are, we'll see if we need two groups or whatever. But just I'd love people to connect through Connect with Kelly, and so we can find each other. And my biggest dream right now is the homesteading. It's been for a year soon. So if there's anyone else that's also trying to do the homesteading in the Nordic countries or European countries, because I think we're more alike here than the States, because this America, you have all the states, and we don't have states in Sweden, or it's different. So it's really hard to translate exactly how we're going to do it here. So I really hope to find more people around that and other projects too, but just trying to find people somewhat closer than the States. But
Yeah. Well, so you've put yourself out there to help me connect everyone, because it's like I've said it before, it's a huge project. And you know what, Jenny, don't tell anybody, but I have no idea what I'm doing. So just we'll keep that between you and me.
Okay, nobody hears this. No?
Yeah,
No? Okay. Cool.
but yeah, so I need all the help I can get, and I'm so thankful that you stepped up, you reached out, and you were a little unclear or unsure that how I'd react. And girl, yes, I need all the Jennies I can get. So thank you for showing up and helping. And we'll get there. We're gonna get
Just
it. We'll get
connecting.
it.
I know. We just dream on and focus and manifest, and we're gonna create that glorious platform that we need, and it's gonna happen. We just need to, keep on going.
Keep on keeping on, and eventually Q will get on here, and I want to have his two cents, so we'll get him on again. when we can get him
Yeah,
up out of
that was
bed,
cool.
and or if he'll remember.
He maybe he's sleeping. He likes to sleep in a long time, maybe.
Yeah,
I
it's a little early here on the west coast of the state. So thank you so
Yeah,
much, Jenny. I
sure.
love
Yeah,
you,
thank
and
you.
I can't wait to
Yeah.
connect with you again
Then,
offline.
yeah, we'll talk soon again. Yeah. Okay, take care.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I'd like to take Lauren from Virginia. Hi, Lauren.
Callie,
Hi, my love.
oh my
So
gosh,
good to
I
hear
waited for
you.
you. Yes, I'm like, oh my gosh, I gotta call in. I gotta call in. We're talking to my girl Callie.
Yeah, you do. You did. You did it. Thank you for saving my English.
Well, hey, can I share a secret with you too? Like,
Okay, shh.
I don't know
Just
what I'm
between
doing
us.
either. Just between us, like, I don't know what I'm doing either. But we're doing it,
We're
right?
doing
And that's what
it.
makes it so much fun.
Oh, I beg to differ. You and Sosha are nailing it. You're right on time, and there's so many people that love what you're doing, and I'm right at the top of the list. So thank you. Thank you. I love you so much. What's going on in your neck of the woods on the right coast, I call it.
Oh, the right coast, that's
I'm the
good.
left coast. You're the right coast.
Zosha and I have a show coming up, the second hour of Unstoppable Love at noon, at the show after your show. So excited about that. And yeah, just working on really just being in the flow and letting things just come to me and magically. But I will say, Kelly, I called in because when you shared about, how you moved away from home, from a small town into a different place, and how I wanted to ask you, how did that empower you? Like, for doing that's a big step, especially if you've been in the same place for a long time. It's familiar, it's a comfy shoe, it's like, right? So
Yeah.
how do you feel? Did that catapult you into the next phase in your journey?
Thank you for that question. That's so great. Well, like I mentioned, I was I was in a relationship, and beautiful, beautiful person, but just wasn't allowed to be me. So it got just to the point where I just didn't feel good, and it was all day, every day, and I just couldn't deny myself anymore. I couldn't sweep it under the rug anymore and just like, oh, tomorrow will be different, or something will show up. But I kept trying to square peg round hole everything, trying to get my professional career off the ground, just so many things that just weren't working. And I know now why. Because I wasn't meant to be in that space, that time. I did it, but I just knew instinctively it was time for me to move on. I had no idea what that would be, but I do have family where I am. So that's what drew me to this area. But I was flying by the seat of my pants, Lauren. I didn't know what the heck I was going to do. And that's kind of what my whole point is, that when you just allow yourself to go with what you want, really tune into your heart. Like, what's your heart telling you? Is it happy? Does it need a change? Maybe you don't know what that change is or where that place is, but if your heart's speaking to you, I really encourage others to listen to it and take heed. And your spirit knows, your spirit will tell you if you just take it in, you don't eat the whole elephant, just take small bites and start with one step. What could one step be? So I don't know if that answered your question, but that's what it was for me.
Yeah, it
I took
does.
one step, and I just went to where my family was.
And by
Yeah.
taking that one step, do you feel that it helped create being able to trust your spirit more and more in connection with your spirit?
Yeah. And it, it was a I didn't quote know my spirit at that point. I felt it because I obviously was, allowing it to guide me and lead me somewhere else, but I didn't know that's what it was. And then, fast forward to now. Now I know, now I can look back and go, oh my gosh, look at all those moments, those little choices that I really did have. The main thing for me was follow your heart. And then I got with Q and it kind of just all coalesced, but I really did follow my heart. And the spirit, knowing the spirit just comes, it's like a muscle, right, Lauren? It's a muscle. And when you just keep flexing it, it just gets stronger and stronger and stronger. And now I just know when it's right and what steps to take. Is that how you feel?
Yes, absolutely. And, going to the gym, so to speak, every day, work, building that muscle, it takes incredible faith and courage. Even if you have people around you who are saying, that's impossible. You can't do, there's just, how's that going to work, right? So I
Yeah, you're
tend to keep
crazy.
things to myself now
Yep.
because, and
Yep.
so, yeah, it
Yeah.
does. And I just love what you're doing. I'm so excited for your show. I know you're going to change the world by following your heart. So, I just wanted to
We're
call in and share my love
Thank
with you.
you, Lauren. I'm arm in arm with you, and you know how much I love you dearly. You're my sister, and I wouldn't be doing the show without your support and your love. And girl, we're just going to keep doing the squats in the gym. You know what I'm saying? Let's go. I love you. I
Love
love you.
you.
I love you. Have a beautiful day and a beautiful show that's right after me, Unstoppable Love. Have a great show.
Thanks, Kelly. Bye.
Bye. I would love to talk with Zosha on line four. Zosha, are you there, my love?
I'm here. Can you hear me? I'm
Hi.
calling because I love you. How are you?
I'm so good. You know what? I'm just charged up right now with all these beautiful, loving calls. It's my heart is just bursting. Thank you for calling.
Of course. And also, of course, I'll call you. I want to always connect with Kelly and to hear everyone and your chats with everyone. Oh my gosh, it's just it's what you said, the band is coming together, and to feel everyone's energetics, just to feel the love coming through you and your show and everyone that joined, it's creating ripples. It
Yeah.
ripples out throughout the universe, and I love it. I just love it. It's so exciting to me. I just feel your excitement too, Kelly. I'm so excited for what you've done and all you share. And to echo Lauren as well, beautiful question. And just doing it, right? Not knowing what I'm doing. Isn't it funny?
Yeah.
It's the antithesis of the matrix. And that's
Yeah.
redemption in that. That's the way to go.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's I'm looking at it now as like when you don't know what you're doing, do more of that. You know what I mean? It's the
Exactly.
stretch the comfort zone moment, and it's in that stretching of the comfort zone that the knowings and the next steps and the new comfort zone is created. But you can't get out of the muck and the mire unless you stretch the comfort zone, I have to tell you. It's uncomfortable. It's a little crunchy sometimes. But there's so much possibility and opportunity in those moments of stretch that it's ripe and ready for you. Just do it, right, Zosha?
Yeah, it's what when you were speaking about that, I felt I have used the word brutal, that it's almost like the choice is made for you, right? You just have to do it when you discuss your relationship for 17 years. So we all have examples in different ways. But it just gets to a point where you just know. So that radical honesty, I'll just overlay that with what you shared. That radical honesty is like, okay, why am I keep doing this? I don't like
Exactly.
this, or I'm not feeling
Exactly.
love back to me, or whatever the reason. And it's almost you have to do it if you choose, right? Like you did. And to me, that's where the brutal part can come in because of all the identity. Oh, well, it's my mother, it's my husband, it's my this, whatever it is. Do you know what I mean? We have to put all that
Yeah.
aside, like you demonstrated. And damn, it's hard. It,
But
okay. Like
isn't that
you said,
the
damn, it's
ultimate?
hard.
Oh, it's hard. Sorry to talk over. Isn't that the ultimate unconditional love? Is that loving yourself enough to take those steps and do what's in your highest good? That to me is like the
Yeah.
ultimate expression of love
And that,
is for yourself.
yeah, that unconditional love for that spirit, for your spirit. I used to look at it and sort of try and separate myself, rise above, like it's discussed in Earl, how the nurse rises above her body. So it's from that perspective, almost unconditional for love for what I'll just say for myself, what my spirit has been screaming at me for so long. And finally, I'm like, all right, I'll listen. I'll listen to myself.
Yeah.
Right? And beautiful alignment with your source, with your spirit.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter
Yeah.
what we that we don't have to do. It's just that heart-centered space that you are demonstrating. Everyone who calls in is demonstrating. It's really it touches me so deeply. It
Yeah,
touches
I
me deeply.
feel you, Zosia. Always, I feel you, and I love you so much. And I know I'm just saying it all the time, but it's just so true. I don't know if I can love anymore. Like your love and support for
Yeah,
me
exactly.
is it's just I just can't stop saying it. It's there's no word for it. My love for you. So I appreciate you and love you
Same.
so much. I can't wait to listen
Love
to
you
you and
so much.
Lauren after my show.
Oh, we're going to be on in 14 minutes.
I know. You better go get
I wanted to.
your pearls on, girl.
love you.
I
You're
love
my
you too.
other angel. It's so funny. I want to say
Okay.
something, but wait, do you want to take a call? Because I can go real quick.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I wasn't going to mention a project, but a recent project revealed itself. So Lauren will chuckle when
Oh.
I say it. It all came in humor with Q when he was talking about his cheeks, right? I called
The
in and rolled
Cheeks
out
Cafe.
a happy that's their project, but I was inspired to mention the Happy Hussy Hut or the Husky Hut, Lauren. We haven't decided which one. And we just started joking about it. We first started maybe smoothies with spices, right? Just playing along with it. And then I said, Lauren, you know what? There's actually something to this. You here's my envisionment. It'll be on the beach or by the water. People can come for beautiful smoothies with spices. You can do your fashion line. We can have crystal bracelets and semi-precious bracelets for mermaids. And we just started playing with it and chatting with it. And I am only sharing it to share. Maybe that's how that was inspired. All of these things came through inspiration. So I'm just
Yeah.
playing with it and teaching myself, oh, maybe this is just how it works. Do you know what I mean? And then you roll
Heck
out the
yeah.
show.
Yes. Oh, I love it. And it's
So
fun being
I just want
playful.
to put it
It's
in the universe.
okay, I caught it.
That's my
I'm with you. I got my apron too. I'm right there doing whatever is needed. Put me in, coach.
and the tire could just be hat, whatever you want.
That's
Whatever
right.
you
I love you.
I'll leave it
Thank you for
there. I'm gonna
calling
let your
in.
show down. I love
Okay.
you. Bye.
Bye. I've got Karen from Pennsylvania on some line. Hi, Karen. Is that my beautiful friend
Hey,
Karen?
girl. How are
Hey, love.
you?
Hi.
It's the caboose to the Q train. I'm on the train, but I'm the caboose, and I'm going to get there. It's okay.
It's all good. I won't say it. I was gonna say, yeah, I'll say it. My ass is hanging out. I'm okay with that.
I'm okay too, because at least I'm on the train. Sometimes I'm holding on to the back rails, like flying. feet are going, but I'm still on it.
Yes,
I'm
you
hanging
are.
on.
And we're on it together, girl.
I know. And that's why you're the, aside from Aloha, you're the first person that I got to actually have a conversation with on the phone. And I never knew how much that was going to help me.
Oh,
Just,
good. That
listening
makes
to
my
the
heart
tunes was
happy.
one thing, but speaking to someone, like I'm surrounded. I'm out in my car in my driveway in my pajamas so that I could call you. So it's like my life is, I'm just going to make it work. Like, okay, I really
Oh.
want to call her. I'm in the middle of my thing and I have a house. I always have a house full of people that are not like me, but I love them all. So I'm just going to keep doing my thing. But just even having one more person to talk to, like you, it's like, okay, everybody says I'm crazy. And that's fine. Maybe I am, and that's okay. So I'm just gonna go with the crazy.
You're in a Q cult. I love it. I'm with you. I'm in the Q cult
Yeah.
with you.
Exactly.
I'll
Exactly.
drink
I'm
Kool-Aid.
happy to be in it.
Maybe I'll spike it. Spike the Kool-Aid later.
Exactly. I was gonna say next time Q wants to come on, maybe if you say 11 Eastern time, it'll work better. Sounds so much better, doesn't it?
Yeah. We're gonna have to all pig pile on him energetically now. And see
Well, I
how
mean,
he
he's
takes
got
that.
a busy Saturday. Yeah.
I know he's sleeping in. I get
Yeah.
it. I get it. What you got going on today? So you're just going to be in your car all day listening to the shows?
No, I can listen in the house. I walk around with like headphones on and clean and do laundry, and I kind of like don't want to talk to anybody. But if I'm going to call, I have to go somewhere else because, you know how it goes.
I do. I do. I love you,
I
Karen.
go in the
I'm so glad
car
that
or
we connected.
have a camper in my driveway. I go in the camper.
Oh,
You're
that's
like, wait,
right.
how did
That's
they
gonna be
do it?
that'll be my abode when I come visit you, right?
Yes, you make your way to Pennsylvania. You can live in my camper in the driveway. Got
Love
everything you
it.
need. That's like my secret place. That's like my Saturday haven, the
I
camper.
love it. Good. I'll get my
Yeah.
ticket. Just hold on tight. Thank you so much,
Thanks
Karen.
for
I'm
doing
gonna
this. It with Sunshine calling and Lauren and Zosha, I mean, you're all sisters to me. I love it's just we talked about it. It's a strange occurrence to actually love somebody truly and never met them or even talk to them on the phone. It's
I
crazy.
know
Fun
it is.
crazy.
And I love you. The support you've
It's a
given
great
me is
feeling. I love you too.
beyond measure. I love you. Thank you, Karen. Have a beautiful Q
Thank
day.
you. Thanks for what you're doing.
Okay.
Saturday. See ya.
Thank you, you too. All right, everyone. I hope you'll join me in 2 weeks, Saturday, April 26th at 10 a.m. Central Time. Again, my guests will be Bo and Vicky of Down and Dirty, where they're going to deep dive into the art of organic gardening and sustainable living and the magic of herbs and spices. You can catch their show every other Sunday at 4 p.m. Central Time. And moving forward, as time permits, I'm gonna just start taking callers. And if you're interested in presenting a brief summary of a project, really, I say brief. I hope you hear me. Please reach out to me via BBS. The program page at BBS is bbsradio.com/connectwithkelly to let me know if you'd like to be a guest or just what you'd like to share on the show. So don't be shy, y'all. I won't have a show if you don't participate. So thank you in advance for all your subscriptions and for getting involved. And thank you, BBS. BBS, thank you, Q. I know you're there. I feel you. Thank you, everyone. I love you all. Beautiful day. Unstoppable love is next. Bye.